by Mitchell, rises to the uprights. It is good! And the Cats have stunned the Fighting Irish yet again. The Cardiac Cats are back.
Taporn heaves it down the floor.
Got it.
Parton the catch, puts it up. Yes! Wildcats win! Derek Parton at the buzzer for the win! And the Wildcats have beaten Michigan!
Back to the Steve Cochran Show.
Thanks. Have a great rest of the day. Go Cats.
I don't know what you're doing this weekend. Could be a little busy in Evanston. Dave Ennett is the most wanted man in Evanston today. Everybody wants a little piece of Dave. But you like this. You like this. It's going to be a fun week.
How can you not like what's happening?
When was the last time Notre Dame was at Northwestern?
1976.
And the final score?
It's not worth repeating.
That's right, because it's going to be different tomorrow.
Yes. And by the way, Coach Fitz brought to you by Mini of Glencoe, North Shore, Mini of Chicago.
Congratulations on another win, Coach.
I was 2 years old in 1976. How old were you?
That's really unnecessary.
I was at that game.
In 1976, I was 15.
Yeah. Wow.
Yeah,
a long way.
Keep this in mind. I could have been babysitting you, and you wouldn't have had dinner.
I don't think my parents would have trusted you, my friend. There's no way.
Are you exceptionally excited about this weekend? I mean, I know you got a game to prepare for it. They all count the same. It is not a conference deal, but this is cool.
It is. I'm fired up for McKendree tonight. You know, it's a big game.
Yeah, how about selling out an exhibition game on the hoop side? We have a special celebrity questioner who will join us in just a second to grill Coach Fitz. Yeah, so he'll be throwing some stuff. All right, Dave.
Biggest game in Wildcat history is tonight. Let's go.
So, Dave, a question you won't be asking Coach Fitz on the Coach Fitz show tomorrow. What is it?
Well, I'll probably be asking him again. But I do wonder, when you go into a game like this and there's so much attention on it, does it help your guys, having played such a high-level, impactful game just a week ago, where you kind of reach a certain level and now it's a question of staying there or even kicking it up a notch, but you've just played such a big game. Does it help when you prepare for the next one?
Yeah, absolutely. No doubt about it. You know, and sports, no matter if it's football or basketball, it's all about the way you prepare. And, you know, I think this group has really understood the process that it takes to get yourself ready for Saturday. But just because you're ready for Saturday doesn't mean you're going to go out and win. You got to go out and make it happen. And, you know, the old coaches, I can get you A to B, but you got to go B to Z. You know, you got the rest on Saturday. And this group has really been grinding hard throughout the whole season, and this week was no different. You know, they really got after it. You know, the pedal's down. We had 40 guys set personal records in the weight room. You know, so we're pedal down in Evanston. There's no doubt about that.
For obviously, there's so much local interest in this game, but obviously now national interest because the Notre Dame, the Irish are ranked and are looking at possible playoff contention. What is it about the Notre Dame Fighting Irish we need to know about? Because this team is always stacked with potential NFL players and recruits. Coach Kelly brings so many blue chip people in to play in his program. What do you see on tape with Notre Dame? What makes him so special?
Well, it starts on offense with Ian Book. He's an outstanding player. You know, for our fans that maybe haven't watched the Irish play, he'll remind them. He'll remind him of Danny Persa, you know, really athletic, you know, almost when the play breaks down off the sheet, you know, so to speak, off the playbook sheet, that's when he's really dangerous. They have to do a really good job of containing him and keeping the ball inside and in front. They've got two really dynamic backs, great receiving core and great tight ends. And then on defense, it starts up front, our front seven. You know, their defensive front is as good as anybody we've seen. Their linebackers are physical, very similar to Michigan on that front seven. And the back end's got an All-American and Julian Love. So, you know, we got our hands full. There's no doubt about that. But that's what you sign up for when you play Big Ten football. This is nothing new for us. And I think our guys will be excited for the challenge and the opportunity.
As always, when Coach Fitz is on, we get a lot of outpouring from the Northwestern community in general. Mm-hmm. And a young member of the Northwestern community is about to join us on the phone here with a question for Coach Fitz. Yes, young man, what's your name?
Yes, my name is Chris. I'm from Winnetka, Illinois. I would just like to know what we feel about the game on Saturday night. Are the coaches going to be fired up and ready to go?
Good question. Good question, Chris. Hold on.
Chris, can I trade you opponents?
I got to be honest with you. I think that works out for both of you.
That's no disrespect for McKendree, but holy cow.
Chris Collins, and Northwestern basketball has got an awfully big day today as well. You know, if you said earlier in the year, yeah, we'll probably sell out the exhibition game against McKendree, I would have said stop drinking at work. But look at you. Look at you. Congratulations.
No, thanks. It's an exciting weekend, you know, for Northwestern athletics. You know, I think it was kind of set up with this in mind. We knew our football program and Coach Fitz were going to put our team in a position to have a big-time game Saturday night, and we wanted the grand opening of the new Welsh Ryan to kind of be the opener to the weekend and for people to be excited about it as well, and kind of sets up, you know, for our athletic department to be on display here this weekend. And there's so much good going on, what we've done in facilities, the excitement, the energy, the investment of the players. It's going to be great to be a part of it. Hopefully we can be a nice JV act tonight and set up for the varsity game on Saturday night and watch the Cats take down the Irish.
Pat,
how about an opening band? Let's have a party.
have you seen the new arena, Pat?
Yeah, we had an all-staff all athletic department staff meeting a couple weeks ago, and it was Mr. Cat, I'll just say this, it was jarring from when I was sitting in the stands watching Bobby Knight take on the Cats and his teams to what Chris has built now and the amazing support of the Ryan family and the Wilson family to make this happen. It's going to be a special weekend, but that doesn't happen without amazing effort by Dr. Jim Phillips and the support of Morty Shapiro and our trustees. So it's our fans are going to love it, and then we'll have a great weekend. And before you know it, we'll be talking about the renovation of Ryan Field. How does that sound?
Yeah, well, here's the thing. You guys have this amazing training facility, got this brand new basketball arena. If I'm Jim Phillips, I'm going, how about you two stay out of my office for a while?
Oh, no, no, no. That's not how this thing works, brother.
Congratulations on both ends. Tomorrow night, you know, tomorrow night, Dave, as you know, this is a huge game for Notre Dame. They can't lose.
Absolutely.
They can't lose.
Absolutely. And
on the road.
And Chris, I just wanted real quick, what's your favorite part of the new arena?
You know, I just think how we kept it to our personality. It's got all the bells and whistles. It's beautiful, all the amenities, but it's 7,000 seat capacity. So, you know, everybody's going to be right on top of the action. We want it to be loud. We want it to be a great home court advantage. And, you know, I like the fact that we kept it to our size and have the ability to make it a little bit of a pit and hopefully the toughest place to play in the Big Ten.
Hey, Chris, have we selected a date for Steve Cochran to come and miss a half-court shot yet at the new arena?
It is an open invitation. You know, I saw you guys were over at the new Ryan Fieldhouse and Walter Athletic Facility, so I'm eagerly anticipating Steve getting back and kind of trying to make up for a really tough performance last
debacle.
Time he was with us.
That was a debacle. It was a complete debacle.
Why don't we shoot the jugs machine from the 50-yard line to see if we can catch a punt tomorrow night on national TV?
God, you two are brutal.
In front of 47-130, what do you think?
Nobody knows the trouble I've seen.
You know, we did that a few years ago.
Oh,
Michigan State was
in. Yeah, well, maybe
they
were talking
about
that.
It didn't work out so well for you.
Well, what do you think he was referencing?
Well, he's busy at halftime. He wasn't watching that.
Coach,
I saw the YouTube video.
Oh, God. Love you both. Tonight, the brand new basketball arena, the best building to play hoops in the Big Ten by far, opens.
And we're going to have it right here on WGN 645.
And tomorrow night, Notre Dame town, the Irish and Northwestern. That's going to be something else. And what time will that little gem start?
We'll start our pregame at 3 o'clock outside at the end zone on the southwest corner of Ryan Field outside. And then we'll start our pregame 5:45, kick 6:15.
And Roe is going to be at...
Roe and Anna are coming over.
Yeah, there'll be a drive-by by many people. By the way, is regardless how you two feel about me, I'm very fond of both of you. Thank you, Coach Chris Collins and Coach Fitz. Have a great weekend.
All right, guys.
Appreciate
Thanks
it.
For
Good
having me
luck,
on.
Chris. Go Cats.
There you go. There you go.
I don't know how excited. I'm so excited about that game. I mean, that's the excitement is starting to
build. But I'm
over.
Really excited about the arena tonight,
yeah, right.
And the dedication. And I have been in there, and it's like Fitz says, it's jaw-dropping.
Yeah.
I think people, when they walk in, they know it's going to be good, but I think till you see it for the first time, if you've been going to games there for years, this is totally different.
You know,
one
I'm
of the things, but it's the, but it's intimate.
I'm going to watch a game, and I'm going to go sound down on the national broadcast so I can listen to Dave Ennett.
Well, you should.
Yeah.
Absolutely. One of the things about the old building was you did have to sit in the lap of the person to your immediate right or left.
A little bit tight.
A little roomier?
Seat backs now, too.
Oh, come on.
They used to be on one side. It was all just bleachers. There are bleachers for the student sections behind the baskets, but the rest of it's seat backs and
a little more legroom.
People can go online and watch the video of you missing the half-court shot to get a feel for the arena if they had not been there before, so then they have something to compare the new arena too.
Quick question. What show are you producing Monday?